And why would anyone break into my apartment at all? There was nothing special about it. I'd made sure of that. It was part of building my hairy profile. Blend in. Act normal. Even boring. Don't do anything or own anything that might cause comment. So had I done. I had no real valuables other than a stereo and a computer. There were other, far more attractive targets in the immediate neighborhood. And in any case, why would somebody break in and then take nothing, do nothing, leave no sign? I leaned back and closed my eyes. Almost certainly I was imagining the whole thing. This was surely just jangled nerves, a symptom of sleep deprivation and worrying too much about Deborah's critically injured career. Just one more small sign that poor old Dexter was drifting off into deep water, making that last painless transition from sociopath to psychopath. It's not necessarily crazy in Miami to assume that you are surrounded by anonymous enemies, but to act like it is socially unacceptable. They would have to put me away at last. And yet the feeling was so strong. I tried to shake it off, just a whim, a twitch of the nerves, a passing indigestion. I stood up, stretched, took a deep breath, and tried to think pretty thoughts. None came. I shook my head and went into the kitchen for a drink of water. And there it was. There it was. I stood in front of the refrigerator and looked. I don't know how long, just staring stupidly. Attached to the refrigerator, hair pinned to the door with one of my small tropical fruit magnets, was a Barbie doll's head. I didn't remember leaving it there. I didn't remember ever owning one. It seemed like the kind of thing I would remember. I reached to touch the little plastic head. It swung gently, thumping against the freezer door with a small thack sound. It turned in a tiny quarter circle until Barbie looked up at me with alert, collie dog interest. I looked back. Without really knowing what I was doing or why, I opened the freezer door. Inside, lying carefully on top of the ice basket, was Barbie's body. The legs and arms had been pulled off, and the body had been pulled apart at the waist. The pieces were stacked neatly, wrapped, and tied with a pink ribbon. And stuck into one tiny Barbie hand was a small accessory, a Barbie vanity mirror.